Welcome back to Urbanoosa Pregame Show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. Jim, another weekend where 6 points on the line. Very important weekend as you take on a team that's on a 9-game losing streak. But I know you said this in your press conference. You can't overlook anybody, can you?
No, absolutely not. You know, it's I think what you said at the very beginning there is the key. It's there's points on the line. And it doesn't matter who you're playing. At WCHA, it's going to be a tough matchup. And anytime you're on the road in particular, it's going to be a tough matchup. So we know we're going to have to play good hockey in order to have some success tonight.
Well, I know I overheard a couple of your players talking on our way down about how we're the only team that's in action against WCHA opponents the next 2 weekends. And if your team should sweep out, you put yourself in a really good position going into second half.
Well, I'm going to look at tonight's game only, Kelly. It's, you know, we're right now St. Cloud and ourselves have played just 12 league games, and everybody else has played a minimum of 14 to 16. So. You know, we're just catching up with everybody else, and it's anytime you have games in hand, it's an opportunity that you'd like to take advantage of, and that's going to be our focus tonight, is trying to take advantage of this opportunity.
Another WCHA honor for one of your players, Eva Bilich, Defensive Player of the Week, her second time this season. Talk about what she brings to the ice.
Well, like I said in a press conference on Tuesday, she's just an outstanding hockey player, just so smart, and if you watch her and focus on her, you'll see she really dictates how the game's going. You know, defensively, When we need a stop, she seems to be the one that'll make the play and get the puck out of the zone. And she's very intelligent, reading the play coming at her. She'll step up when she needs to. And we'd like to see her be, maybe even add a little bit more to her offensive side of the game, because she's got tremendous skills. And I know she's had a bit of a bad wrist as of late, but she's just been outstanding. And we really could have won this award on other occasions, but it's always nice to see one of our players recognized.
A new coach for the St. Cloud State Huskies. Of course, you're in your first year as well. What do you know about Coach Rude?
Oh, he's a good guy, good coach. I've known him for quite a while. Obviously, he was on the men's side. He was very successful when he's here. I thought he did a great job with St. Cloud as an assistant. Went on and coached in the U.S. Junior, which is an outstanding league. And I think it was really, you know, had gone to Colorado College with the hopes of maybe someday becoming the head coach there, but. You know, they made a coaching change, and as it worked out, there was an opportunity for him here back at St. Cloud. And he's a great coach, and certainly just another challenge for us to go against a coach like him in this league. He's got, you know, obviously he's bringing in new philosophies to his program, and you know, St. Cloud is just going to keep getting better and better with him at the helm.
After watching film on St. Cloud from a weekend ago, obviously they had a tough go. Talk about what you saw on film that helped you prepare for this weekend.
Well, first, Minnesota looked really, really good. They're so doggone dangerous, and they've got so many talented players. St. Cloud, we know, is going to, you know, it's obviously a challenge coming in here because of the size of the rink. It's an Olympic-sized rink, so everything's just going to be bigger. And having not played on it, you know, might take a little bit to get adjusted to it. But, you know, we're playing against a team, like you say, it's lost 9 straight, but this is their final weekend before the Christmas break. They're playing at home. It's an opportunity to right the ship. So, again, we're going to have to come and be ready to play. They've got some outstanding individual players. The Ilocanian gal from Grand Rapids is outstanding. He's having a great year. Abby Ness, we know very well from Roseau's. She was always a thorn when I coached against her in high school. And I know she's an outstanding hockey player. They've got good goaltending. They got some very offensively gifted defensemen. So again, we just need to go out and play Beaver hockey and be real good in all three zones.
I noticed you didn't change much with your lineup, just that fourth line again, getting a couple players used to some playing time.
Well, again, you know, we like to reward everybody that's working hard. And that's, you know, everybody's working hard in practice. So we just feel like, you know, these players need to be rewarded. You know, our top three lines are pretty well established. They've been playing together now for a while, and we're starting to see some chemistry with them. On the defensive side, you know, unfortunately, we had an injury with Alex Bond, so she hasn't been able to be in the lineup. But those six have done a real nice job for us. So, but again, the line you're talking about with Megan Lashenko and Summer Thibodeau and Cicely Nelson is a line that we're gonna need. We're gonna rely on them. And you know, Megan's such a quick skater on this big ice. We're hoping that it's gonna be to her advantage.
Brittany Mowat's played so well for you. Aaron Dieter's got off to a great start this season. Who's going to get the start tonight?
Britt's in that tonight. Yeah, she's just been rock solid, I think you saw her competitiveness with how she came back on Saturday after that Friday game against Mankato.
I have to say, in all my 8 years of watching and following and traveling with BSU Beaver women's hockey, I haven't seen a team that's so got so much chemistry and just have bonded so well so far this season. For a coach, it's got to be your dream to see your team get along so well.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a complete credit to them. It's, again, a credit to leadership, all the upperclassmen. You know, it's just everybody. But, you know, to have a cohesive group, it takes everybody. There's always going to be a little bit of give and take. There's always going to be some compromise, but they just get along so well. They have a lot of fun, and that's for us, it's really, really neat to see.
Speaking of fun, today, pregame meal, freshman Riley Fawcett got put on the spot as it's tradition when the person who wins the shootout in a morning skate gets to pick a winner to sing in front. And I don't know if you want to call it a winner or not, but what a great tune. She changed the lyrics to Benny and the Jets to Scanny and the Beavs. Creative, isn't she?
It was. She did a great job. And, you know, it was Emma Terrace won the shootout, so a fellow freshman picked a freshman to sing. And that's. But, you know, I thought she did a great job, Riley. She changed the words, and that was very creative. That was... she raised the bar, definitely.
It's always fun to see what comes out of the singing side of things for these girls. Good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thank you very much, Kelly.